Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And the 1-0. Swing and a high pop-up. First base way. Horwitz is there. He's got it. The Pirates shut out the Cardinals in all three games of the series. Only the third time this franchise has ever done something like that. They sweep the homestand. The Pirates have won six in a row, and they blank the Birds 5-0.
You heard the call there. Joe Block on the Pirates Radio Network, which is 93.7 The Fan. That's from the other day. The 5-0 win, completing the sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals, a team that has not only been a thorn in the side of the Pirates for the last 25 years, they have been a bully to the Pittsburgh Pirates over the last 25 years, and it is very, very satisfying to see the Pirates take them out any chance they get. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Donnie Chedrick in on this 4th of July holiday for Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson. Nicholas Harry Callis is behind the glass, his intern RJ in there as well. Maybe we'll get some action from those guys as the morning progresses. Here with you until 10. Fun show laid out. Listen, it's the 4th of July. We're not going to get super hard-hitting this morning, but if you want to join the conversation, as always, 412-928-9370 is the number. So the Pirates are now 26-24 under Don Kelly, and they make the change from Derek Shelton to Don Kelly in the first couple of weeks of May, 38 games into the season, when they were just 12-26 under Derek Shelton. So that should paint a little picture for you how much better the Pirates have been just record-wise. You look at the records, the Pirates have yet to lose 26 games under Don Kelly, and they've won 26 games. They're over 500. I know that this six-game winning streak with all of the history behind it has also certainly helped his record on the bottom line. But the fact of the matter is, it's no secret how much better this team is with Don Kelly at the helm, how much more of a respectable product they're putting out on the field with Don Kelly in charge. He does a multitude of things better than what Derek Shelton did, and that is very clear. And even though I am not a fan of the entire front office construction, I think that Ben Cherington is also very poor at his job. We are now seeing just how bad Derek Shelton was at his. I'm not sure if Derek Shelton will ever hold a managerial role again in Major League Baseball. I'm not sure if the guy will hold a position in Major League Baseball the rest of his career. Don Kelly, I think, has a good shot of that. And I think already it's going to be pretty set in stone that he's back as the Pirates skipper in 2026. There's a reason why that press release got put out when they moved to Don Kelly, why they didn't use the interim tag there. And this is a time where, at least for the short term, the Pirates have hit on something that the front office has decided on, because Don Kelly has this team playing a much different way of baseball and a much better version of baseball than what we were seeing under Derek Shelton. They have outscored their opponents 43-4 in their last six games. 43-4. And they have not been playing the chump teams of baseball. They have not been playing the cellar dwellers of baseball. They didn't have a six-game homestand against the Chicago White Sox and the Colorado Rockies, which those two teams are playing each other today, and we'll get to them in a little bit because there is something kind of funny and ironic about that series and game being played on the 4th of July. But they lose 2 of 3 in Milwaukee. You kind of leave that series with a sour taste in your mouth because the Wednesday, June 25th game, you lose 4-2, and you fall to 32-50. You're 18 games below 500. You just saw Paul Skenes go out there and get roughed up against the Milwaukee Brewers. Mizorowski pitched very well against you, another young phenom-type pitcher. You get a day off. You come home. You have the New York Mets in town, the big money Mets, the team that spends more on active payroll than any team in Major League Baseball. And the Pirates don't just beat them, they embarrass them in that three-game series. 9-1, 9-2, 12-1. And it was really enjoyable to watch. And I got into this on Monday morning when I filled in for the midday guys. We know that this season is already lost. Now people are starting to try to talk themselves back into it not being lost, but we know this season is pretty much lost. We know this team should still be a seller at the trade deadline instead of a buyer at the trade deadline. But it is hard to not be happy seeing what the Pirates did against the Mets this past weekend at PNC Park. And you don't have to celebrate the ownership and celebrate the GM when the Pirates win a series. You can celebrate the players on the field because it's those guys that went out there and executed and the manager was pulling the right strings. You can celebrate those guys every once in a while, and that's what we were able to do with that series at PNC Park. And then they follow it up with even more history. They have St. Louis coming into town, and I think some of the first thoughts on people's minds, mine included, were, okay, they just swept the Mets. They look dominant. Here comes a disappointing series. They'll lose 2 out of 3. They'll get shut out in a game or two. On the contrary is what the Pirates said to that. 7-0, 1-0, 5-0. They sweep the Cardinals. Not only do they sweep them, they shut them out, doing something that we have not seen in Major League Baseball history. In some cases, doing things we haven't seen in Pirates history and doing things that we haven't seen in 100-plus years of Pirates baseball. That's how special this six-game stretch was, and it comes from a Pirates team that was 32-50 less than 2 weeks ago. This team is now 38-50. They have some people out there questioning, hey, if they win a few more games, should they actually think about standing pat at the deadline or maybe even being a buyer? I'm not going to go quite that far. That's a conversation we'll get to in a few minutes. But man, it's a fun team to watch right now. And quite frankly, it's been a pretty fun team to watch under Don Kelly. That's the ultimate point here. Even if the Pirates aren't going to finish the season above 500, there is a real chance that under Don Kelly, they finish above 500 because that's how solid the man has been as the Pirates skipper. And that, to me, would be more than fine if you want to bring the man back for 2026. I'm not sure if I'm sold on the general manager, but a few things are starting to look his way. A few of the draft picks that he's had are starting to look a little bit better. A few of the free agent signings and flyers that he's taken on people starting to look a little bit better. A couple of trades here and there starting to look a little bit better. Given the news that we got yesterday around Major League Baseball, that Spencer Horwitz trade ain't looking too bad after all. Now, I'm hesitant to jump on that one and declare it a victory because there were two other pitching prospects that were involved in that deal that sent Luis Ortiz to Cleveland. But given the Luis Ortiz news and investigation, at least on the major league front, the Pirates a winner in that deal so far. But we will have to wait a couple of years before we draw the line on that one. But the just overall play of this roster, so many players are seeing an uptick in their production. And even though we would see dips from guys like O'Neill Cruz during this stretch, or, you know, Brian Reynolds a little bit slow out of the gate, it took Tommy Pham a couple of months to get going, we are starting to generally see the team play better. We're starting to see the hitting become somewhat contagious. Ke'Bryan Hayes, somebody who actually has his OPS over 600 at this point in the season. He's actually hitting close to 250 and not 200. Somebody like Henry Davis hitting around 200. And I know we shouldn't be celebrating that, but he has had so many struggles at the plate throughout his short major league career. You got to take the small stepping stones with him. But Davis, I think, on the defensive side of the ball, has been a much better player, a much more enjoyable player to watch. You're hearing what the pitchers say about him. You're hearing what he says about the pitchers after games. And he's really impressed me on the defensive side. And this is a guy that they drafted 1-1 as a catcher out of Louisville, and they decided, let's put him in right field. We can't trust him to play catcher at the major league level. And lo and behold, the guy can do it. And he can actually do it pretty well. The play the other night, the 1-0 game against St. Louis, the play that on both ends, Spencer Horwitz made to Henry Davis, that was a really impressive play that kept the game at 1-0. A very nice play on Horwitz's end, a strong, confident throw home that can be screwed up very easily. And let's be honest, we've seen this organization and some of the players at first base screw that up time and time again. They can screw that up very easily. They didn't in that case. Henry Davis, also a very slick tag at home to save the 1-0 score. The Pirates, they go to Seattle. They are out there this afternoon, a 4:10 first pitch against the Mariners. They take on Cal Raleigh. The Big Dumper is his name, is his nickname. Callis, that has to be one of the best modern nicknames in baseball. That might be the best modern nickname in baseball. Can you think of anybody better?
They used to call, remember Matt Adams from the Cardinals?
Yeah, Slippery Rock Zone.
They used to call him like Big Country or Big City or something.
Big Country is always a pretty good nickname. There was like there was a UFC guy, Big Country Roy Nelson, who was just like a dude who kind of had a beer gut, a big beard. Big Country is always a pretty good nickname. I always think that Iceman is a good nickname, no matter where that slides in. But the Big Dumper, that just feels like a dude who'd have a nickname back in the 1920s, not the 2020s. And this guy can ball. I'm very happy that he is in the Home Run Derby this year. I think so far there's, what, three guys that have declared for the Home Run Derby? It's Raleigh, Acuna, and who am I missing?
James Woods from
that's right,
Nationals.
Yeah. Not James Woods, the actor. James Wood, the outfielder from the Nationals, just so nobody is confused there. I thought Ellie De La Cruz declared for it. Was I mistaken there?
I didn't see it, but it could have. I mean, I didn't remember seeing his name, though, when I was...
I'd like to see O'Neill Cruz be in the Home Run Derby. I think he'd be entertaining. Both of those guys would be.
People are saying O'Neill Cruz should be in, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you get O'Neill Cruz in the Home Run Derby, that would be a pretty entertaining product. I mean, whether or not the dude's an all-star, that point doesn't matter as much anymore. You throw him out there in a Home Run Derby setting, I think that would be a highlight reel waiting to happen. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Let's talk about your Red Hot Buccos. These guys have won six straight games. They are going for seven this afternoon in Seattle, a 4:10 first pitch, and we will have the game right here on 93.7 The Fan. Pregame coverage starting right around 3 o'clock, all brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. But you can hop on, join the conversation, 412-928-9370. 9370. We'll get into a little trade discussion coming up. Also, that former Pirate who is being investigated by Major League Baseball and everything going on there, that's coming up around the bend. Fan text line, you can hit us there at 412-928-9370. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. More Bucco talk on deck right here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the Fan Morning Show here on Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan, Donnie in for Adam and Doran until 10. Harry Callis behind the glass. Intern RJ back there as well. The same guest that you normally hear on a Friday will be joining us, even though it is the 4th of July holiday. Chris Carter at 8. Noah Hiles will join at 9:35 today because he's out in Seattle, so it's a 6:30 hit for him out there. Jason Mackey will hop in from 9 until 10. YouTube stream is up and rolling, and the comments are rolling as well as they tend to do, even on this 4th of July holiday. So a thank you to the folks joining the conversation via YouTube today. I still cannot believe that we do not have a sponsor for that YouTube line. K on YouTube. Is Donnie any relation to Porky Chedwick? Surprisingly, no. I've gotten that question before. His last name has a W in there. Mine has an R in there. But I am Porky. I used to be much porkier than I am right now, thanks to Awaken 180 weight loss. But I have no relation to the Pittsburgh radio icon Porky Chedwick, unfortunately. Maybe I should start to use that card, though, a little bit more often. Talking Buccos right now, 412-928-9370. If you want to join the conversation, this team has won 6 straight games. There's a reason to be happy for these guys. Okay, maybe the season's not going anywhere, but hey, you're still allowed to be happy when the Pirates play well. So if you want to join in on that fun, 412-928-9370. If you want to rain on the parade, 412-928-9370. Speaking of parades, we'll talk about those a little bit later on as part of the 4th of July fun today. But we will start with Nate out there. What's going on, Nate?
Hey, Donnie. How are you today?
Good. How's your 4th of July going?
Well, I'm not at work, but I'm still awake. So, I mean, it's one of those things
that
where you get
clock.
Into a cycle. Yeah. So, talking about the Pirates, I mean, I want to get excited about them. But, you know, when they go on the record as saying, you know, pretty much everybody is up for grabs, pretty much a fire sale, obviously you're going to see the best because you want, if you know your name's on that chopping block, I mean, you want to put your best out there so that you hopefully can get dealt to somebody. So I'm not ready to drink the Kool-Aid just yet, but it's still exciting to see them, you know, win and do it in historical fashion. I mean, it's exciting.
Yeah, Nate, I'm with you there. I mean, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm not even mixing the Kool-Aid into the water yet or getting the packet out to do so. But, you know, it is cool to celebrate when something historical happens because we've seen so many times bad Pirates teams be on the receiving end of some history or the bad side of history. Hey, when it's good history, we're allowed to have fun too, you know, even if the team isn't playing well. And to your point about the players maybe stepping up a bit because the trade deadline is approaching and some of those guys that could be moved are having the mindset of, well, I could be on a different team. I could be on a playoff team in a month. I think there could be some credence to that. Now, there's not necessarily proof, but I had that same thought when the Pirates were sweeping the Mets last weekend, thinking, was some of that a tryout for a few of these guys? You know, Tommy Pham, a veteran outfielder who has played for over a third of the teams in Major League Baseball, he's probably going to get moved at the deadline. Lo and behold, he played an excellent month of June. Mitch Keller, he is going to be one of the hottest names at the deadline. Should they move him? I don't necessarily trust Ben Cherington to do that, but he has had back-to-back really good starts, and he has been very steady for the most part this season, much better than what the record would indicate. You think of guys in the bullpen, Dennis Santana. Now, he's been excellent all season, but David Bednar has turned things around, and really, to his credit, the National League Reliever of the Month, we were ready to write this guy off the first week of the season. We weren't even into April yet, and we were ready to write off David Bednar ever getting back to form. To the man's credit, he gets sent down. He has to eat a slice of humble pie. He comes back up here, and he looks like the all-star that he once was. I think both of those names in the bullpen are likely to go at the deadline as well. 412-928-9370. Harry is next. What's going on, Harry? Harry. Oh, Lloyd. Lloyd, you had it written in there as Harry. Sorry.
Lloyd. Yeah, I just want to say, I think you hit everything, the nail on the head with all the Pirate stuff, but I want to tell you about Harry Callis' voice and his operation and what he's done for the last 6 months has changed. And I love his new aspect in life and voice.
Harry is a very kind man. Thank you for the kind words to him, Harry. I was confused because you wrote in Harry. His name was Lloyd. He had very nice things to say about you.
Yeah, he did. RJ took him, and RJ called him Harry once. And then he was like, oh, no, your name's Lloyd. I'm sorry. And then I put him in as Harry because I thought.
Yeah, and then sometimes now with like how the call screen works, the names already pop up.
There was a string of things that happened there. No, his name didn't pop up though. I put that on myself.
Oh, okay.
That was all my fault.
No worries about it, Harry. But he had some very kind things to say about you and your growth over the last 6 months. But I mean, getting back to the Pirates and guys that could be traded at the deadline, I think those relievers that we mentioned, I think those are going to be guys that are on the move. Really, anybody on an expiring deal it would be advantageous if the Pirates got anything for them. And, you know, as good as Santana has been, and he has been really good, an ERA below 1.5. Bednar has worked his ERA back well below 3. Caleb Ferguson has been really solid. All three of those guys are on expiring deals. All three of them should be on the move at the deadline because they can at least get something back in a trade. Will it be something big? I don't know. If you package a couple of those guys together, maybe it's something a little bit bigger. I don't know. I think that will be on the lower end of deals. Andrew Heaney, he will be as good as gone. A lefty that has had a generally solid season, that always plays well at the trade deadline. And then when it comes to position players, a couple of veteran utility men like Adam Frazier and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who are at least having so-so slash decent offensive seasons. Kiner-Falefa is hitting .277. A powerful team, a good offensive team could pick him up, put him at the number 9 spot. You can play the dude anywhere really defensively, like 7 of the 9 positions on the field. You can put this guy in, get respectable defense from. He'd be a great bench player for any team that is going into the playoffs. That's the type of player I'm talking about here. 412-928-9370. JR is on the fan. What's going on, JR?
Not much. Hold on.
Not much. Hi, good morning. Happy 4th.
You too.
Just a question. Just a thought that crosses my mind every now and then in my mind. You shouldn't think of it. But Paul Skeens coming out of college was a hell of a hitter. I don't understand. I mean, I know we're not struggling now, but you know it's going to come back eventually. What goes around comes around sometimes in baseball. But could they try to use him as a hitter as well as a pitcher?
JR, I appreciate the call. I don't think that will ever come to pass. The biggest thing is that it doesn't seem like Paul Skeens himself has much of an interest in being a two-way player, and his numbers aren't quite as good in college as some people tend to bring up. Like he was a decent college hitter. It's not like this guy was the Babe Ruth of college baseball and just crushing the ball, but happened to be a very good pitcher. He wasn't the Shohei Ohtani of college baseball. I mean, the guy could hit a little bit, but he's even said himself that in the major leagues, he would not be a good hitter, nor does he have much of an interest in hitting. He just wants to focus on what he's doing best. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Couple of good calls there. We welcome some more along the way. You can also follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We keep talking Buccos. Coming up next, a little 4th of July baseball on the docket today. It is the Fan Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the Fan. These 4th of July rejoins have been very, very festive.
I like them.
They're getting you in the mood, Harry. You have a pool in your future this afternoon?
I'm going to try to go to the Green Tree pool. Everybody knows how much I love that.
Oh, you have some animosity toward that Green Tree pool.
I don't have animosity toward it. I'm trying to save it. They tried to close it down this year because they said it needed repairs. We were all arguing they should have done it in the winter. And we won the argument because they opened it back up.
You roll in there proudly later today. That'll be good.
Yes.
That might be a packed house down there. It's going to be like a beautiful day.
You know I ran for council, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it was the worst. One of the worst things I've ever done. Got me knocked off the air. It's no good.
Ah, don't regret that, Harry. You were standing up for what you believed in.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you for your support, Donnie.
It is the Fan Morning Show. Donnie in for Adam and Doran. That is Nicholas Harry Callis, as you hear behind the glass, 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Talking Buccos here. The team is red hot. 6 straight wins, going for 7 today. They are in Seattle. First pitch against the Mariners at 4:10. The big dumper on the other side, Cal Raleigh, who leads all of Major League Baseball with 33 home runs this season. That is what they have ahead of them. Harry, I'm assuming you saw some of the stuff on Luis Ortiz, which is wild. The former Pirates pitcher, and I'm not going to hide, I was the biggest Luis Ortiz fan maybe in the entire city. I spoke highly of this guy. After almost every outing last year, he was great for the Pirates. Like, independent of what is going on with him right now, he was great for the Pirates last year. He was that ultimate Swiss Army knife guy. They put him in any spot, and, you know, maybe sometimes he'd get knocked around, not have his best day, but, you know, he was able to eat some innings for them and do some solid work. Maybe in a way I can kind of relate to that on the radio side of things. So maybe that's why I was such a Luis Ortiz fan. But if you did not see it yesterday, this from Jeff Passan, who is the biggest baseball insider on planet Earth. He put this out there yesterday. Cleveland Guardians right-hander Luis Ortiz under investigation for gambling, a source confirms to ESPN. Ortiz was placed on paid leave by MLB earlier today amid a league investigation into gambling activities. So we know what a big deal this is, how it impacted the career of the late, great Pete Rose. Former Pirate Tucapita Marcano banned from baseball for a gambling investigation and gambling findings a little bit over a year ago. Now, Luis Ortiz, they're looking at 2 individual pitches on this, which is what I find kind of funny about this, Nick. Apparently, the betting market spiked in such a way because on, like, the first pitch of the 3rd inning against, I don't know, the St. Louis Cardinals, he threw a ball in the dirt. That just seems wild to me that 2 singular pitches is the center of this investigation with Luis Ortiz.
I mean, yeah. I'd assume they'd have further suspicion, but there was like this betting integrity firm, something like that, that, I mean, he spiked the first pitch of the one.
Yeah.
Like, it was, oh, yeah, it like, wasn't
yeah,
even
they,
close.
They weren't even close. Yeah, I understand that.
And did you see the, so pitchers usually, you can kind of tell like how much effort they put into a pitch just depending on, you know, like their body and how much force they put through. And there's different indicators. And what I saw, it looked like he wasn't putting his entire effort into the pitch. It could have slipped, but it was also just like, it looked like, it almost looked like he wanted to throw it in the dirt or just throw it not as hard. Like there was no intention behind that pitch.
Yeah. Like I still just wonder what the situation is. It's like what you're telling your boy, like, hey, I'm going to throw a ball on the first pitch of the third inning. Like, please bet on that. Go on to FanDuel or DraftKings or BetParks or whatever, ESPN Bet, whatever app you use. Go to first pitch of inning three and make sure you bet on a ball being thrown, because I'm going to toss this baby like 50 feet and spike this baby in the dirt. It ain't even going to be close. Like, that's where I'm a little bit confused by how all of this is happening.
That might create an extra complication. Like, is that part of it illegal? He didn't individually bet, I guess, is what we're saying, or maybe he did, or he knew somebody that did.
Right, like that's where we need to find out more about this.
Because that's a huge gray area, because I don't know if there's anything spelled out. Like, it's not like he throws a ball. Like, what? Like, how can that be disciplined? Like, why is that? Like, where is it spelled out that that's wrong? You know what I mean? Like, he can't bet himself, but if he wants to just tell the general public, bet this way, what's, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's a gray area.
He probably should have had a fall guy like Shohei Ohtani did.
No, like,
I certainly think there is something fishy about that whole situation, but
like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I know he could tell people that he's close to,
right,
to bet a certain way, but that just leads me to another conversation. Like, what's stopping players from just telling the general public what's going to happen?
And my other thought is, if there's some sort of, now, I mean, if they do find that he was like betting on the Guardians to lose games, and then he's like, oh man, look at these pitches. But it's just weird that they would look at two individual pitches from two different games.
The one, I saw the one video. It definitely does look suspicious. Like I said, it looks like there was no intention behind throwing a pitch like that.
Yeah. I thought it was, I mean, it could end up working out in the Pirates' favor here, because there's a very real chance that the findings on Luis Ortiz end up getting him banned from baseball. And if you recall, there was the trade this past offseason involving Ortiz and a couple of pitching prospects in exchange for Spencer Horwitz. Now, we have to wait and see, you know, how the prospects work out. But, I mean, at least on the surface level, that deal looks a lot better for the Buccos today than it did when the trade happened.
And it's funny about that. We were just in Craig's office. We were doing our post-show meeting, Crowley and me, for the morning show. And we were talking about trades and Ben Charrington moves and stuff. And I just brought up, I'm like, man, I wish they would have got a little more for Luis Ortiz. I'm surprised that they got rid of him like that. And then later this week, it turns out he may be in big trouble. Not yet, though. Of course, it's still just just the beginnings of an investigation. But yeah, I was proved wrong almost immediately. Perhaps,
yeah.
He was involved in something like this.
Yeah, listen, it was the guys that were thrown into the deal: Michael Kennedy, Josh Hartle, a couple of pitchers. You know, both guys that are still, you know, not really close to Major League Baseball. Both of them, not even 21 years old yet, or just under 22 years old in Hartle's case. But I really liked how they used Ortiz last year, so that's why it's a little bit upsetting to me that this has kind of gone south for him as an individual. I mean, I don't want to see a guy who has had a, you know, decent MLB career to this point just see it all fall flat because of a gambling situation, but I mean, that may be what happens, and the Pirates, in turn, could be the beneficiaries of it, and they could end up winning out on a deal. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Coming up, a little bit of that 4th of July fun cookout food, the topic of conversation, the next couple of minutes when we get back before we hit the 7 o'clock hour. That's when we will talk about the big Steelers news of the last 24 hours. So that's on deck right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. It is The Fan Morning Show. Donnie in for Adam and Doran. Harry Callis is with me behind the glass. Intern RJ back there as well. It is a great holiday for food. It's not quite up there with Thanksgiving or Easter for me, but 4th of July, you're getting to pig out a little bit. Harry, both of us, Awaken 180 members. You still in the ongoing journey with Awaken 180. I have been done with the vigorous part of the program for a little while now, but still in the maintenance phase of the program. I actually have a weigh-in later this morning. So after we're done here, going to go get a few miles in somewhere, hop on the scale after that, and then I'm going to enjoy my 4th of July afternoon. But when it comes to cookout food, that's some of the best stuff. So I got to know, Harry, your ideal plate in a cookout setting. You got two meats, you got two sides, you throw a dessert in there. What are you putting on that plate at least the first time through the line? Because if you're anything like me, you're going back maybe a second or third time.
So, I do the cheeseburgers. That's my main course there. For a cookout, potato chips got to be on there. I do like going for the potato chips. And that's really it. I'm not too complicated. Not a big fan of like the sauerkrauty stuff on the hot dogs. Not a big fan of potato salad. So I keep it simple.
You go with any coleslaw, pasta salad?
Nope.
I mean, that's where I would probably go with the two sides. Potato chips, a good call. I mean, I'm going to probably dive into a bag or two of chips when I'm out at my aunt's later today. They always have a very fun and festive 4th of July shindig. So I'll probably dive a little bit into that. No hot dogs for you.
No. I mean, as you said, first time through the line. I don't know if I'd get hot dogs and cheeseburgers at the same time.
Oh, I like to double up. I'm going.
You go
one,
right away.
I'm going
huh?
one and one, baby. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going a burger and a dog. Sometimes, you know, Italian hot sausage can work its way into the mix. That'd be pretty good for me.
I don't think I've ever had hot sausage at a cookout like that before. At least not one recently.
We brought this up yesterday, and Pony is talking about eating prime rib and scalloped potatoes, and I'm thinking, like, what 4th of July celebration are you at? Like,
scalloped potatoes are more of an Eastery, New Year's kind of food for me.
Yeah, and prime rib, I've never been at a, I mean, of course, Pony's coming from a different, he's coming from a different tax bracket than both of us are, Harry. So maybe that's where the prime rib works its way into the conversation, because I ain't ever been to a 4th of July cookout that had prime rib or scalloped potatoes on the menu. Not that I don't love both of those things, but...
Well, when you're friends with Doran Dickerson, too, you get brisket pretty regularly when you go to his place. I mean...
Yeah, he gets that smoker going. Brisket's really good. Brisket's hard to make.
Have you ever tasted his cooking, his smoked meats?
I don't think I've ever actually gone over to his place for...
Oh, my goodness. He makes brisket, and you just put a little sauce on it. Oh-ho!
I think I've had something he's brought in before, and I've taken it home, but like it's never quite the same as like when it's
fresh.
Yeah, fresh and like just finished.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that was a cookout food. Like Doran, because I could never make that myself, and Doran just expanded my palate into just like another couple meats. So like I may consider brisket now because we did it for Memorial Day, Yeah, I would eat that on 4th of July for sure.
Brisket is really good. It's just, like, it's tough to perfect it. Like, I don't think I'm close to being somebody that tries to make a good brisket, because it's, at least from what I've heard from people, it's very hard to pull off. Ribs, I really enjoy ribs. I don't really end up having those, though, on the 4th of July. Maybe there's pulled pork working into the fun as well, but...
Pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah, a good pulled pork sandwich is always pretty good.
I wouldn't put it over cheeseburgers or hot dogs, but I would consider it.
Right, like the 4th of July, it just feels right. Like you put a burger and a dog on the plate, you put some pasta salad on the plate, you get some chips in there. Now, a lot of people love the strawberry pretzel salad. Harry, are you one of those people?
I've never even heard of it, so I don't know.
Really?
Nope. So I'm going to say no, because I've never... eaten it, never heard of it.
Because it is like a Western Pennsylvania thing, apparently. And what? I guess the urban legend is that somebody in Brentwood had like the first concoction of it. I don't know. Maybe Jason Mackey can tell us that in a couple of hours when he's in here, because he's a Brentwood native. But I think it's fine. It's not like I have to have it, though. Like, that's not the thing I'm clamoring for later today. I'm not sitting here right now thinking in 5 or 6 hours when I get to my aunt's house, like, hey, I gotta have strawberry pretzel salad. If it's there, okay, maybe I have a slice of it, but I'm not making it top priority, if that makes sense. I do feel like I'm not gonna be like Pony and say it's disgusting and say I would rather have somebody fart in my face than eat it, but I feel like this time of year it gets a tad overrated from people. It's fine. I'll eat it. I'm not going to say no to it.
So you've had it before?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What does it taste like? I mean, is it what kind of pretzels are in the salad? Or is it the actual pretzels, or is that just...
Yeah. I mean, people will work like real... So it's like a good, like, salty, sweet combo.
Is it like a soft pretzel, or is it some of those, like, hard ones from a jar you put in?
It'd be like little pieces from, like, you know, like a bag you would buy at...
Right.
At the store.
Right. Okay.
So you have like stuff like hard, at least the ones I've had.
So not the little chunks, like the actual like tied up pretzel, the dried ones.
Yes.
They're almost like the chips.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I was thinking soft pretzel.
No.
Like you would put like little pieces of the soft pretzel
bread
in there.
No, so you have like the crunch from that, you have the salty taste from that, and then you have like it's a jello base.
Is it a hot take that I really don't like pretzels like that? Like, I like soft pretzels, like full pretzels, but I don't like the snack ones.
Maybe. Because I do love some pretzels.
No.
Pretzels are a good, like,
I would
like
not,
drinking snack.
I would not put
pretzels,
that...
Pretzels, peanuts.
I would not put that on my side dish for the 4th of July. Pretzels. I would not.
Okay, Harry. That
so
was
I
a good
probably,
talk.
I probably wouldn't like the salad, because I'm not a big fan of strawberries either.
Fan weather, that's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. KDKA-TV will have your weather for this hour, but I'll tell you this, it will be a beautiful 4th of July holiday, so if you know somebody with a boat or a pool, or you are somebody with a boat or a pool, you will have yourself a nice little holiday. Coming up, we will get into the big Steelers news of the last 24 hours. Omar Khan extended through 2028. We get into that coming up next. We'll take your calls on it as well at 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show rolls on right here on Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.